Did you send Daddy?
Yes.
Can you hear anything?
What was that, Eddie?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
How's it going, Eddie?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. I see we have a delay on the live stream, huh?
There is a delay. It's not
like a couple seconds?
Yeah.
I just noticed that today after I don't know how long we've been doing this.
Well, good for you.
Eddie, sorry we're boring you already.
I'm just tired.
You know, Steve, it's nice to learn something new.
Yes.
You should never stop trying to learn.
I know. Eddie, you know, I'm very sorry that you're tired. We all feel for you, and we hope you feel better and get some rest.
I will.
Let's see. I can't hear anything. So, he left. What does it mean when somebody can't, when a guest can't hear nothing?
They can't
hear
nothing.
They don't have the sound
on? I don't know.
Okay. Our guest is already in the room, and can you hear us now? I can't hear you, but give me a thumbs up if you can hear. Okay, we're good. See, when the guests are in the waiting room, they can hear us, but nobody else can see them or hear them until we bring them out.
Don't worry, Steve. We saw his thumbs up. So.
Oh, did you?
Well, out of your head.
I didn't.
Oh, okay. How did you see him? Because I went like that?
Yeah. There it is.
Oh, okay.
He's giving another thumbs up.
Okay, all right. We got it.
We got the fireworks there.
Fireworks.
Okay. Fireworks. So what we're going to do. Yes, Super Bowl champ Chiefs on top again.
Cheating motherfuckers.
Oh, here we go. How come every time...
Illegal man upfield.
Oh, God.
Punk-ass refs.
Yes. You know, it's funny. Every time when there's winners, everybody always complains that they only win because they cheat. Or now I know. People don't like winners.
No.
Nope. You know? That's weird, huh?
You just figured that out?
Yeah, I did. Last week when we talked about it. Okay, we're going to do this because our guest has to leave. He's got to leave, so we're going to get him in and out here. They are the Heart Wreckers. They're Tom Petty and the Heartbreaker tribute band. And what's wrong, Eddie?
Oh, I thought it was like a...
You thought it was actually Tom Petty.
You thought it was Tom Petty? We were
having... Tom Petty.
Back from the dead.
Eddie, come on, Eddie. Stop it.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, but it's a tribute band, and I had lucky enough to see them on social media, and I really like the way they sound. Like them, I like Tom Petty, and it's cool that we get to have him on because they really sound good, Eddie. And I tried to tag you in some of the, what is he on? TikTok?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but Eddie, you never look. You need to start looking. That's how you know who we're going to have on our show, your show that you're on, Eddie. You know the show that you do, this show, the M25 show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's busy on his own show right now.
Eddie's seeing when his next massage parlor date is.
It's kind of like the Disney people, you know, they go and they refresh the reservation system. That's what Eddie's doing. He needs a rub down after the show, you know. He's going to go get his haircut and then his rub down.
At the same time, Barbara's going to give him a rub down. All right, let's bring our guest out, Victor from the Heart Wreckers.
All right. Hey, Steve. Hey. Thank you so much, man.
How's it going? We have Alberto up top and Eddie over here on the bottom, and I'm Steve.
Hey, great. And we're I love the show.
What's up? Yeah, Eddie thought we were really having Tom Petty on, and broke my heart that he didn't even know that the great Tom Petty has passed away.
I was going to say, it would have scared the shit out of a lot of people.
But, we were talking about ghosts last show, that's why.
Yeah, yeah, we were. We were talking about paranormal last week, so that kind of, maybe that's what Eddie was still scared of.
I'm a believer Tom's spirit is alive and well. I think it'll live on and on forever for a long, long time, man. Tom Petty left such an impression on me. He was there my entire life. I was born in 78. I remember my parents, they were 70s children. They were pretty young when they had me, being born in 78. So I remember American Girl, Breakdown, all those songs from the first album that actually was released in 76. I mean, Tom was just a baby then, the 20, his first band, Mudcrutch. He'd already had three albums before that. People, you know, they came out later. But from the backseat of my parents' car to Free Falling at the age of like 13, I remember just that song left such an impression on me at such a young age. I was probably a little younger maybe than 13, but Mary Jane's Last Dance, you know, I was like 15, probably getting into a little trouble. Really appreciated the name of that song at the time. I just loved it. And then actually my very first concert that my mom took me to, a big stadium. I grew up in the Midwest, Southern Illinois, pretty farm town country. And she took me to my first stadium show when I was 17. It was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers Wildflowers tour, actually. And from there on, I was just completely sold and hooked and never missed an album after that. You know, Tom was great for... You get an album out of him every year to 2 years, and it just meant so much to my life. It really did.
Very cool. Before we move on, how would you pronounce Victor's last name? Let's see if we can figure this up.
Schoenheit,
you got it, man.
Oh, yeah, it's like Eddie.
That's good. 1 for 10. Hey, you got your points back, Eddie. Yeah, you're
all right.
Alberto, is that German?
Sounds German.
Is that German?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
It sounds like we got a little bit of German. So, Victor, Eddie, Schoenheit. You are the lead singer of the Heartwreckers, correct?
Yeah, Vic Petty.
Vic Petty.
You call me Vic Petty. Yeah.
And then, how many people are in your band?
We're a 5-piece. The original band, a lot of people would have thought was a 5-piece. Most pictures you see with the Heartbreakers are a 5-piece, but there was actually a hidden 6 member, Scott. But we do have a 5-piece. You got me in the front, Tom, Vic Petty, rhythm guitar, vocals. I really, you know, everybody in the band, the Heartbreakers were there, meant so much to the band. You know, Mike Campbell, lead guitar, what an amazing artist. I'm wearing my Mike Campbell shirt, sporting the Dirty Knobs. He's still out there putting out albums with his band right now. I got to see him a few times this last year, very personal, in L.A. on Tom's birthday. Oh, my God. But Mike Campbell, flaming lead guitar, we've got that. I've got the hottest. I was amazed when I got this guy in the band to play guitar, Jarrett Gloat. He is just a flaming, just beautiful lead guitar player, and he really takes on and loves Mike Campbell, as I'd say, probably as much as I love Tom Petty and the band. And so that's a good thing. Yeah, as a 5-piece. Also, we've got our backbone of our rhythm section, Leo Vigil, on the drums. He's a studio guy, local guy. Everybody loves him. I'm so fortunate to have him in this band. We got Johnny Hendrix on keys. He's my right-hand man. He's been with me since I got here from Chicago 6 years ago, singing with me and held on to this dream 6 years ago. And I said, John, we could build the baddest Tom Petty tribute on the West Coast here. And 6 years later, we got the band. You know, I won't, people use that we're the best in the nation pretty loosely. I won't let my ego get that huge, but I really love it. And there's no honor I'd rather represent more. And then we've got on the bass and vocals. Everybody sings in this band right now. Phil Morgan. So we're a 5-piece: bass, drums, guitar, lead guitar, keys, and vocals. We hear some harmonica in there, some different instruments once in a while.
Nice. And have we got the drummer already?
Yeah, Leo Vigil.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a real...
Maybe next time, I hope you would come back again. Maybe we could have all you guys on so we could meet everybody. And let me blow everybody up here. Eddie, you're from the West Coast, right?
We're from Orange County. Yeah, we're from Orange County. We're playing L.A., our next big show. And it's a big one. Anyone in the L.A. area, please come out. Hit me up direct, and I'll put you on our guest list just from this show. Any of you guys there, Steve, you guys are in the area, come out. It's at the Venice West, March 15th. It's a Friday night. We'll take the stage 8:30 hot start. Well, music will start at 7:30. I have a very good dear friend of mine, also one of my very favorite singer-songwriters, not only locally but on my whole page. You know, even I put him up there with all the greats. But he's just an amazing guy that devotes his life to songwriting. I think Tom would appreciate seeing something like that in front of a show. And his name is Bob O'Barnes. Bob O'Barnes could kick off the music at 7:30. But real excited about that.
What's the venue again?
It's the Venice West.
The Venice West.
The Venice West, yeah. Really nice place.
Eddie, yeah, that's we got to do this because these guys are in our close to us, you know, not too far away. And Eddie, got any questions for Vic Petty?
How did you become such a music lover?
Oh, man, that's a great question. You know, I said Tom was always there for me my whole life. Honestly, I was a kid that got in a lot of trouble in school. You know, I may have been before the time they diagnosed, you know, maybe diagnosed children with things like ADD or, mm-hmm. But, you know, I was always being asked, why do I act out? Why did I do the things I did? And the truth was, I could never really answer them, right? I kind of acted on a compulsion, different things. But point is music. Music, I could always find a feeling. I could always find what I was experiencing through music. Music could, you know, and Tom would do that for me. You know, I could hear a song and be like, that's it. You know, that's what I want to say to the world. You know, that's mm-hmm. how I feel that I can't express. And, you know, yeah, bands like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were just one of the greatest bands for Tom was, you know, Tom was, he really mixed emotions. I want to say this. He mixed, you know, American Girl is about the love, you know, love and death. Mm-hmm. So many songs where he mixes, you know, that mixes those emotions in the songs. But also Tom was a big on carrying a message of hope. There's a lot of songs with hope in them. And that's the message that this band tries to carry more than anything. I hitchhiked out here from Chicago 7 years ago, and I've come a long way. And we like to carry that message. Mike Campbell said the band The Heartbreakers were a band of love. And that's the message we try to carry is love and hope. And
now, do you write music also?
You know, that's my biggest dream. You know, I said I hitchhiked out here 6 years ago, and I honestly kind of started my life over. You know, I'll be honest with you. I had a bit of a drinking problem, you know, mm-hmm. some things, and I went through some hard changes, and kind of came here and recreated myself. And that's always been my ultimate dream, is to write my own music. And it's so hard when I feel like Tom's wrote them all for me, but but yeah, I've got a couple under my belt, and that's my biggest aspire. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, congratulations on you know, getting yourself together, and because what I've seen so far of you guys, I like. That's I contacted you. I'm glad that you got our message.
Absolutely, Steve.
And got back to us.
Now, Victor, is there a wait, particular Tom Pitt?
Is that me, Alberto? Is there back feed or something?
Or I didn't hear it.
Is that Tom Petty?
I hear something, but I don't know.
Vic, do you have are you watching the show while you're doing this?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you turn you're watching the show? The live stream?
Yeah. I'm mic. I'll mute my mic now.
No, don't mute your mic. Just if you're watching the stream, just turn the volume down all the way, because we're having a back feed.
Oh, there we go.
That would be like if you had your amp on and you had your guitar real close.
Yeah. Yeah. I got
that's
you.
What, that's
Is that
what
better?
We get. Yeah. That's much better. Okay. Cool. All right. Sorry, Eddie. Go ahead, Eddie. After I was complimenting Victor over here, after you interrupted me, Eddie.
I'm sorry.
Victor has look at this guy. Look at him, Eddie. I'm a big Rolling Stone fan and Jerry Lee Lewis, but Tom Petty has always, I don't know, I always loved Tom Petty. Every song, it seemed like every song he put out was always good. I've never heard a Tom Petty song he came out with that was like, eh. It was like, it was just so. I know music isn't easy, but it's like this easy. Didn't seem complicated, but it was so good. Does that make sense?
I like to totally, Steve. Hope I didn't interrupt there, but I like to believe that we have a really great energy. That if you come to the live show, that you have to really experience. You can watch the video all you want, but an energy that I really try to emote, you know, and fully embody the character of the song. But what you're hitting at is it's so easy to play into that energy with this crowd. Like you said, Tom Petty, so many people. I thought I was one of Tom Petty's biggest fans. I'll bite my tongue on that. I'm amazed at how many people out there love Tom Petty. I already knew that, but even on a bigger level than I ever imagined. But the energy, I just want to say, the last time we were at the Venice West, that crowd, I didn't even have to sing. I was pulling off the microphone as a joke to myself, and the crowd didn't even know the difference because they were all singing at the top of their lungs, you know, Mary Jane's Last Dance. And that energy just, I don't know how anybody can't feed off that energy. It's just amazing. Oh, cool. The songs he wrote.
Oh, cool. Eddie, I apologize. Go ahead, Eddie.
So sorry.
No, that was my question.
No, I apologize for me because I cut Eddie off. And
No, that was my question.
Hey, Victor is...
He did it again.
Yeah, I know. Victor's actually here to hear me apologize. I never apologize to anybody, and Victor's here to see me apologize. No, it's not you. Victor, you're perfect. Go ahead, Eddie.
Is there, that was my question, is there a particular song that the crowd really gets into once you start playing it?
You know, it seems to change, but on this last show, Mary Jane's Last Dance, they screamed every song at me, but they were doing the harmonies, they were doing the little yeah, they were doing all the parts. It was really wild. But Free Fallin's a big one. We like to acapella at the end a lot with the crowd. We also pride ourselves not just on, we're not in there just doing the studio versions of Tom Petty songs and the Heartbreakers. We really are trying to pay attention to and study the live Tom Petty. And the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers would say they were a live band. And when they played live, they didn't play those 2.5, 3, 4 minute radio versions, you know, they really would extend them out, and if the house is rocking, you know, don't stop it.
Yeah,
very cool. Eddie, you got another one? I don't want to be rude to you, Eddie. I'm going to behave today.
So the tribute is a straight tribute show to the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, we don't do any. We may start throwing in a few covers that they did, really pop, mm-hmm. you know, famous covers. Mm-hmm. I also, what I don't want to be is the same show. What we don't want to be is the same show. We want to have something new material. They have 40 years of material, 40 years. Wow. And that's not counting the Mud Crutch material that they came out with in the last few years that Tom was here. And so much material, I don't ever want to be stale. I want people to want to come back and know that every time, touch them with something different. There's just so much amazing material.
So it's a different show. Pretty much every night.
That's the way I want it to be. Yeah, that's what we're trying. That's cool. Yeah.
Do you guys ever play at these the fairs that come around LA and Orange County and those kind of deals?
You know, Steve, that's the thing we're struggling with right now. We're really a young band compared to the bigger picture here. I look at some of the other larger tributes, and I mean, these guys have been doing it 5, 6, 7, 8 years or better. You know, we're really a newer band. We're on about our second year, third year, and booking is what I'm out there looking for. So putting those fillers out there, we're looking for booking, you know, we're trying to pick up booking agents. We're trying to get into those parks and places like that. I've been doing everything on my own, you know, when it comes to marketing and building this up. So I'm really learning. But I there's no doubt that we have the band. We've established we're a headlining band. We've headlined big Coach House, many places around here and outside of here. So I appreciate that. I put a plug in there. Looking for booking agents.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, that's how you start, right, Eddie? That's how you do it.
You gotta start somewhere.
Gotta start and then just keep rolling, snowballing. Yep. You know, Victor Petty, I didn't talk to you before you came on about if you would have a guitar handy, and I don't want to put you on the spot or nothing. I thought, you know what? I like Tom Petty so much. I didn't even ask him if he wanted to play a quick tune or anything. And I don't like to do it, put people on the spot, but I got to, because how often do we get a Tom Petty tribute?
Thank you, Steve. And I watched some of your shows and seen the guys were playing songs. I just moved in with my fiance, my girlfriend here, and I don't have my stuff set up. I don't have my fancy microphone and everything. No. I'm on a stretch to run. Not doing this full time right now. I've got the 9-to-5. But yeah, man, hopefully we can come next back time. On here in the near future as things progress further. And I would love to do that.
Yes, next time. Next time, it was my fault. I usually ask in advance, but I knew we were on a time crunch too, so maybe that's why I didn't throw that in there. But next time, maybe you can do something for us and stuff like that. We like to also we play to promote you and your band and you know, try to get it out there, and you know, people see it and they can, hey, who's this guy, and they can contact you, and that's how we help our guests that come on. And of course we love the performances, because we wouldn't have you on if we didn't love you. So
Steve, you're so sweet, man. Thank you,
brother. Victor, when hopefully, is the Venice?
Hopefully we do it again. I'm sorry,
when is the Venice West show?
The Venice West is March 15th. Yeah, and that is the Venice West, LA, the Venice Beach area there.
You got that.
It's really nice. Parking's good. They have really good food. You can show up a little early if you want to eat. If you guys are familiar with the area, I honestly kind of consider it like the Coach House of LA, really. It's on a little bit smaller level, as in the capacity. But
very cool. Eddie, did you get write that down?
Got it.
Okay, I know.
It's too bright out here today.
You're on a time crunch. But before you go, do you want to give a shout out about your social media plugs or websites or whatever you have?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I need some help. Right, you guys mentioned TikTok. I need to reach the new age. I've always fought technology, and it's never served me that well. I'm not quite on that but where you can find us, definitely at Facebook, not The Heart Wreckers, but you want to find us at Heart, two words, Heart Wreckers. You can also find us at Instagram at Heart Wreckers OC. You can also find our website. Our website's very important, so I'll make that the main plug. You can find our upcoming shows there. You can always reference there and see what's going on. And that is Heart Wreckers, plural, heartwreckersoc.com.
Heartwreckersoc.com. Got that, Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Heart Wreckers. Hey, I hope on our promos I put Heart Wreckers together, did I? Did we?
That's okay. I think you separated, but just as long as we don't put the word "the" in front of it.
Okay. You know what? I did it on one of them, and then if we did on the other one, I made sure to put the records, Heart Wreckers, in a
parentheses.
Yeah, some kind of caption, because I was like, but I did. And if I did separate them, I apologize. Now I know better to keep them together. And I know Alberto's seen if I did it, because he likes to, when I make mistakes, he likes to point them out to me. So did I do that, Alberto?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't think so.
You guys are great, man.
But hey, next time we're gonna have you on, and we'd love for you to play a tune for us, and we will try our best to get out there to see you, because you're not that far from us. You know, we're on the West Coast too, and
it's on the guest list, huh?
Like I said, I got all you guys there on the guest list. Anyone here that wants to message me direct, my Facebook, Victor Schoenheit, or the Heart Wreckers band page. As a guest of the show, I put you on the guest list.
Okay, and we also
I don't get like 100 people. I'm like, you're like, oh, it's a free show.
We actually have another co-host that she's off today. Her name's Alyssa. So hopefully next time you come back, you can meet her, and that'll be the whole M25 show gang that you'll get to meet. And
right on. We'll bring her with the show. Bring her to the show.
We will definitely try our best. I love what you're doing. I like it. You guys sound, all of you sound great. And I'm a fan of yours. I follow your pages, and whatever else you guys do, I'll be a fan. And you're always welcome on the show.
Yeah, I'm a fan of M25. I'm gonna keep following you guys. Thank you so much.
All right.
But let's stay in touch, and we will do it again for sure.
All right.
Hope to see you guys out there.
Right. Take care. Take care, right. Victor.
Thank you, guys.
Rocking. All right.
You too.
Bye bye. Oh well, he almost got himself out of here.
Cool.
He's turning the mic. You almost got it, Victor. He's you almost
piece
got
by
it.
Piece. There he goes.
Tom Petty, it's like Eddie. Then. Oh, cool.
Eddie, I wasn't trying to interrupt you. I didn't know what to. You know, Eddie always. I don't know.
He was trying to
talk
interrupt
at the
you
same time.
I believe he did it on purpose, but that's okay.
I did not do it on purpose.
I got my question out.
Eddie, I was letting you do all the questions you want. I don't know. What did I interrupt you for? What was it for?
I was going to ask him another question, and you...
Yeah, you I know. And I asked him something, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, Eddie. I think feedback. I said it because I didn't want to forget.
You were getting feedback.
Oh, the feedback. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was wondering. I thought it was me, but it was him. He was watching his own show.
The Venice West. That'd be cool to go out there. March 15th?
Mm-hmm. I guess so. So Heart Wreckers is together. See, I got it separated. So Heart Wreckers.
With the road trip.
All right, Heart Wreckers. All right. I have a question about weed.
We got two experts here. Don't worry. Let me call Nick. Yeah, he'll give you all the answers.
No, is
like weeds in the grass?
No, like pot.
You can't in your lawn? You can't use Roundup anymore. It's been
No, like weed, illegal. like smoking weed. Is okay. It's legal? Like, it's legal now?
Cannabis?
Pretty much.
So like if say you need it for something, you know how they used to say for medical reasons?
Medicinal use only.
So like, like medically, like say you have something that, you know.
Oh yeah,
pain. I know, you got pain.
I know people that use it for pain.
But can you use it and not get in trouble if you work somewhere or something like that? Like if they test you or anything?
I think it's still illegal at work.
It's legal but not legal.
I think the new law is, or they're trying to pass the new law that they can't. Like if they test you and it's in your system, they can't fire you or punish you or anything for it. If you show up high, then you know it's the same as showing up drunk. You know they can dismiss you, send you home, or whatever. Discipline
you. So if
you're sober, it's legal. Yeah. It's legal for recreational use.
So let's say that okay. Here's a scenario. Okay. Now you know how I had knee surgery, and just say the pain was too much, and I wanted to smoke weed at home. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, of course, if I went to a workplace and I didn't smoke, but, you know, when I'm at home, and let's say I or somebody that went to their job hurt themselves and they had to go get drug tested. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, pot stays in your system, but you're not going to go to your workplace high, but you still have it in your system. How does that work?
I think as long as you have a prescription or a prescription for it, then you'd be okay.
So it's not legal.
It's legal. It's legal, but as like at home. So if it's
okay,
it's recreationally, I guess.
Well, it's like people who get drunk at home, right? And then you go to work and say you're not drunk, but you drink like a pig at home.
Well, there's you can tell when people are drunk, and people are high. So you don't want to go to work high. But if you got tested and it's in your system, you can say, "Oh, I have a prescription. I have a prescription for it."
It's not really
legal.
You wouldn't
get in trouble.
You get drunk.
It's legal.
You don't go to work drunk. But
alcohol
you get
is
drunk
legal, but you can't go to work drunk.
So apparently, there are two new laws.
But you don't go to work high. But you could smoke a joint and it'll stay in your system for weeks or a month.
Yeah.
And you may not ever smoke again, but you get hurt on that 28th day and you go, "Well, I haven't smoked in 4 weeks."
But you have a prescription for it. If you have a prescription for it, you'd be okay.
So it's not legal basically to go about your business. You need that medical thing still.
Yes.
Okay. So apparently, starting in 2024, some new laws in California. There were two new laws. In California, employers in California can't ask workers about their cannabis use outside the workplace and can't use hair or urine tests. Employees in construction are excluded, as are applicants for federal jobs with background checks.
Okay, but what about if you hurt yourself?
I have to research more.
Well, because most jobs, if you hurt yourself, what's the first thing they do?
They drug test
you to piss make in sure the cup. You're not... So... That's all I'm saying. It's like, okay, do you have to go to your doctor and say, okay, hey, I'm having pain because I've had surgery and it's hurting, and you know, I don't want to take all kinds of Tylenol and Advils every day. Is it okay if you hook me up with a prescription to smoke weed?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really not going to help if maybe you're at home, you're feeling good, and you know, the pain is being maintained. But then if you have a workplace, you got to hope to God you never get hurt. Because then you really be out. You have no medical, no job.
No, I think as long as, like I said, as long as you have, it's medically been prescribed to you or whatever, then I think you'd be okay if you got hurt because it stays in your system.
I think if you have a medical card, it's okay. But everybody's saying it's legal. You don't need one. You can just go buy it. And I'm like, okay, well, what about your workplace? They don't.
Well, can you buy it at like a dispensary without a license, without a card? I don't think so.
It's legal.
It's legal, but if it's prescribed, right? But I'm not sure.
I think it's legal, right, Alberto?
Yes, here in California.
Yeah, it's legal now. Legalized.
So you don't need a prescription to go buy it. You can just...
That's why I'm asking. Okay, if I just go to the weed store, I guess they have weed stores now, and I go, hey, I need some weed, and you get it, and you're smoking it, having a blast, and then you go to your workplace and get hurt, and then you get fired.
So what, there's no drug dealers no more? No weed dealers no more?
Oh, they're still around.
Well, yeah, but you could just walk into a weed... What are they called now?
Dispensaries?
You walk to a dispensary and just go buy a pound and...
Is there a difference? The dispensary is better product, or is it the one on the street better?
Well, I'm kind of nervous about these these stores because they got this outer space weed now. Shit to put you to Pluto. And I'm used to the old 80s weed, the cess weed, and you know the seeds and the weed and all that. And you have to pluck them out. Now they got this purple weed and this rainbow weed and
the skunk buds.
Yeah, and this shit to put you on Pluto, and I don't want that. I would like to have something just to mellow me.
Well, I think now, don't they put like was it synthetic weed? Is that, I think that's what I've heard. Synthetic weed, like, synthetic.
Synthetic weed. What is
synthetic weed? I guess it's maybe like fake weed. I don't know.
Synthetic is like lab made or something.
Yeah. Like it's not from, I guess it doesn't come from the ground.
Some of that shit is not, I heard that some of that shit can be pretty lethal.
Yeah. Be dangerous. See,
if you want legit and need a medical license, if you want to be legit, you need a medical license, but you can go in to any shop at any time. So I guess if you have a medical license and you smoke and you get hurt at work, you're okay.
You're okay.
As long as you're not high off your ass at work, right?
As long as you're not high when it happened.
Another website, let me read. It says, California employers should only conduct post-accident drug testing when they believe the individual caused or contributed to the accident. I'm guessing if they think you're high when you had your accident, they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you're running around on top of icebox coolers and shit like that.
Well, man, you're fucking, you know what a stoned or drunk person is.
Yeah, but
if you're normal, I don't know. I don't know that official rule on accidents, but they can't. I guess they're even saying that, when we started our fortress, we all had to go get drug tests before we even started. They can't do that anymore.
Oh, no drug tests before you get hired now?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So
it's up to the
smoke a joint the person. Night before the interview, and as long as you don't show up stoned, you're fine. You can get your job.
So it's up to the management of whatever place you work at. If you get hurt, they'll probably ask people around you, "Hey, is he okay? Does he look okay?" And they go off that.
Yeah, I think fine.
Somebody can go, "Yeah, he's been falling down all night,
and slurring speech, smelled bad,
grabbing ass cheeks and everything." And
well, a lot of times
for you, Steve, that's a sober night, so
you can smell it on people, like
so
if you know what it smells like,
who doesn't at this point?
I hear you. I'm just wondering because I'm thinking I want to do that. But I don't know. I don't want to smoke this outer limit weed they have today. I just want the regular weed, Eddie, the 80s weed.
The one that comes out of the ground. The one that comes out of the ground, yes.
Yeah, that's all I want. I don't want this. I don't want... They have one called Indonesia now.
You don't want the synthetic stuff.
No, I don't. But I'll tell you what, I smelled an Indonesia. Indonesia weed. It's called Indonesia, right?
Uh-huh.
And I smelled it, and it smelled like skunk butt, Eddie. Remember skunk weed?
I remember the smell of it, yes.
It smells just like it.
Really?
And I Googled it because I wanted to see if that's maybe skunk, but they just changed the name.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that it is it's a parent or something of it. I don't know what the hell that means, but it's one of... Indonesia is one of the kids of the original skunk butt in the 80s.
So it's like a...
It's like its like little... child, but apparently this little child knows how to raise hell.
It's a hybrid, they mix.
Yeah,
they mix two different
hybrid
together.
There you go, it's a hybrid strain.
the hybrid strain, so it's more, is it more potent?
It's like skunk, but they put a little fucking steroid in that motherfucker.
Oh, man. Yeah, you don't want to take anything that's been...
Let's say this, Eddie. If you smoked it right now, Eddie would be... We'd be doing the show, and then after we left, he'd still be sitting there till next week. Talking the whole time.
Yeah, you don't want to take anything that's been messed with.
Well, no. We've been messing with stuff forever, you know. Carrots weren't originally orange. Okay, it's what we do. It's just what we do it with. So,
yeah, you don't want
to. Yeah, people like us, like, you know, we hit it where with a pipe or a bong or a joint. The way I remember hitting something, you know, hit it pretty hard. Now, if I hit this new shit the way they have out today, probably knock me the fuck out.
Well, you got
to. You have to start slow.
Yeah, you got to work. You got to start with regular backyard weed and. That's
all I want to do, Eddie. Sit in the backyard and smoke some weed and let my knees feel better and just laugh.
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I just want to relax,
eat, and go to sleep.
Well, you'll eat all right.
I don't want to go and
no, just come do it. Come do it on the show. We'll be like Rogan.
Yeah, you know what? I'm good. If I start doing it, I'll light one up on here.
You'll eat all right. Get the munchies and.
Yeah, I like to eat. I just want to be happy.
You just want to be. You don't want to hurt no more, right?
I don't want to.
You want to be pain free.
Yes, I want to be pain free. And if it's smoking Indonesia or whatever that shit is. I would smoke the skunk, man. When I smelled that shit, and I was like, oh my god, it took me back to the 80s when I was at parties. I was like, I know what this is. It's a good smell, too. It's like really nice smell.
Didn't get you high?
No, you know, you gotta inhale that. You gotta get that smoke going. But I would. I don't think there's nothing wrong with weed.
I've heard that marijuana in mixed with alcohol, like rubbing alcohol, not alcohol.
God.
If you rub that on your like if you rub that on your joints or whatever on your legs, that helps the pain too. But I'm not sure.
I think I'd rather smoke it, Eddie. I don't want to be buy a bunch of weed and rub it on my legs.
We gotta soak it in alcohol.
So you soak it
in alcohol.
You soak the weed in alcohol.
Yeah. Get the bottle of alcohol and then you put some weed leaves in there and
there and then you let it ferment or whatever.
Yeah. And then you put it on your hand and you rub it on your knee.
It
ain't that hard. I don't know what.
So I gotta let it marinate like gel wine instead of just putting it in a pipe and lighting it.
Yep.
God dang. I don't know what the troubles.
I think you just want to smoke weed and using your knees as an excuse. Yeah. Just smoke weed.
No, I guys, look at. I've had like 4 knee surgeries, right? Mm-hmm. And I take Advil and Tylenol like fucking drug addict. Eventually, what is it? The liver attacks or the kidneys? One of those, right?
Both.
Oh, thanks a lot. There you go.
and the lungs.
Oh God, no.
You just dissolve.
God, what are you talking about? It don't attack the lungs.
You dissolve from the inside out.
So I need to do something else because it's not healthy taking a lot of Tylenol and those things, right? Doesn't it tear up your, not your lungs?
No, I think it's your stomach.
I think it's your liver.
Liver, your kidney, probably both.
Kidneys and liver.
I'm sure it's going to do something to your stomach, you know, the lining. Mm-hmm. I think Advil can destroy your stomach lining.
Not if you eat.
I don't.
I just want to smoke.
You need to eat some lettuce.
What about that? Like,
Icy Hot,
or Ben Gay, or something? You don't know.
I put that on, Eddie, but it's just temporary.
Doesn't help.
Nah,
just numbs it. There's this stuff called Coldies that I've used.
Coldies. Those are like drops when you have a cold.
Yeah, Eddie, those are like vitamins.
Are you talking about Biofreeze? No.
Biofreeze, that's it is.
Coldies. Coldies are cough drops that have vitamin C in them, Eddie.
Or zinc.
What do you want to rub that on my knee, the little cough drop?
He puts them in rubbing alcohol and to marinate.
He eats it and chases it with rubbing alcohol.
And that helps his knees.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're in that much pain, I guess.
So basically, I can just go get some, smoke some, and my and if I was at a job of employment,
the fortress.
I'm okay as long as I don't go there and I'm acting like I'm on something. Right. And then they go, you better test this dude.
Well, unfortunately for you now, you know, the people down there at your fortress aren't very, what's the word? But, you know, they might be saying something. Oh, yeah, he came in stumbling. You know, you're fine.
So how did they know that somebody doesn't set you up? Because you're going to have it in your system. It stays in your system for a long time.
Sadly, you got to...
Like I said... As long as you have a medical,
just go to your doctor. Say, hey, doc, I need some weed.
You'll be okay because if it's in your system, they can't.
So okay, I get tested, and I go, oh, I got a card. So they go, okay, you're good.
I would think if you have a prescription, like let's say you get a pain pill, like a hydrocortone or something, and. You know, it makes you drowsy, but you know, you go to work and you fall or something.
Yes.
You know, it's not like you. I mean, I don't know how that's going to work, but I mean, you have a point saying no. I had to take this medicine. I had to take this pain pill. You know, it's not like you were just popping pills on your own. You
know, yeah, as long as you're not.
Do some more research, Steve.
Intoxicated or high at the time of the accident, you'd be okay.
Because... I understand. And like if there was a job place and I would smoke, of course I would smoke at home and I would never go to work drunk or loaded or whatever. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if with weed, it's different because it stays in your system. You can smoke it once and it'll be in your system for a month.
Yep.
Now, you know, on the job stuff, accidents happen. It's very rare, but it could happen. And then, you know, you got to think about that, you know.
Yep.
You may never have an accident at your workplace and you'll be fine. But some people have them once in a while. And, and if you're a weed smoker, you're kind of like, oh, okay, well, you know, I could have smoked a month ago, but it's still in my system. And they're going to go, oh, you're on drugs. So it's your fault.
Next time you go see your doctor, tell him, hey, doc, I want to try something new.
So just see if you'll give me something new and natural. Okay, it's not that I'm getting old. Mm-hmm. It's because I need it for I'm taking too many Tylenols and shit. You know.
Yeah, I get it. You don't want to be taking pills for the rest of your life. That's for sure.
I don't.
Yeah, you could do that. See, doc, I want to try something different. And
Randy says, as long as you're not a fuck up. What the hell does that mean?
As long as you're not
too late for you.
Yeah, as long as
not getting all not hammered and
yeah, as long as you're not hammered at work.
What if I break out a big joint at work
Yeah, okay. I don't think they're even going to test you. You're out.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to test you.
That's like you cracking a 40 at work on your lunch. Oh, I mean, God, you're on your way out, man.
Wasn't it odd that you're allowed to have a beer during your lunch?
I don't know about that.
I think that's near beer, Eddie.
No, I think you're allowed to have one beer during your lunch.
I'm talking today? About, you're probably thinking about root beer.
It's legal. I've heard that before. Yeah, I've heard that before.
I mean,
Alberto, look that up, Eddie. Alberto. I can't even think now. I'm not loaded, guys.
Like, say you take an hour lunch and you go to
a bar.
I used to do that. I used to drink Chili's. A pitcher of beer on lunch and come back. But, you know, I didn't know it was legal. If I knew that, I wouldn't have hit it. The Heart Wrecker said, thanks, guys, for them being on the show, Eddie.
Yeah, you can have a beer during your lunch period.
I didn't know that.
I've heard that.
This is from Quora. Let's see.
I thought there was no tolerance for any kind of alcohol or drugs. Eddie, I don't know where the hell you're hanging out at.
If you're Eddie's employer, keep an eye on him. Give him a breathalyzer on the way back.
If Eddie ever opens his business, work for Eddie. You can drink, you can smoke, you can do whatever you want.
Drink on your lunch, drink on your break.
I don't do it myself, but I've heard that that's...
Well, that's I think... I don't know if it's legal, but I mean, one beer shouldn't... You shouldn't be all drunk after that. I mean, I think somebody can drink one beer with their lunch and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think, right? That's not too much.
I think it has to be like a 12-ounce. So it can't be like a...
Like a tall boy?
Like a tall boy.
A 40?
A 40.
Eddie, I don't know if that's legal. I don't think you can have a beer and go back to your workplace. I don't know. Maybe it is. Hey, if you drink at your work and lunch, just don't tell them. That's it.
Yeah, keep them. Have some breath mints and keep your mouth shut.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you're gonna smoke weed and just be careful at work. That's all. It's all you can do. Yeah, well, but I'm thinking about it, but I don't want to smoke that moon shit. I don't want to smoke that space weed or whatever.
If you're gonna do it, Steve, get the natural stuff, the original.
I don't know any dealers anymore. Unless they're still alive from the 80s, my old dealers. I don't even call them dealers. You know, just the dude you used to get weed from.
Call Nick. He'll have the hookups.
No, yeah. Because that dude was smoking that space shit too. He was in the newer era.
Well, just tell him you want the down to your stuff.
He was showing me weed with purple hair in it, and I was like, "What is this shit?"
With the smiley faces.
Yeah, it had like it would. Sun rocks. It had people's faces on it and everything.
Steve,
huh?
What are sun rocks?
Sun rocks? I don't know. What the hell is that? That's what you see, Eddie, when you smoke that new shit. You see sun rocks. I don't know. Randy, what is sun rocks? I don't even think I want to know what that is, Eddie. I just I don't want to see all that stuff. I just want,
you know what?
Why don't pain you just... to be better. My knees hurt sometimes.
What really you should bad. Do, Steve, is just grow your own in your backyard.
Oh, that's all I need. That's growing weed in my own house, huh? In the backyard.
Just a little plant for you.
Just a little plant, okay.
Yeah, just a little plant.
Eddie, I don't know how to grow weed.
You just put it in the ground.
What if my gardeners, first they start cutting and then they notice what it is and they start taking it?
Oh, he says the sun rocks is weed with wax melted into it.
Oh, God. What do I want to smoke that for? Like, I'm going to smoke wax from a candle?
You don't want to smoke that.
Oh, I don't know.
I can ask someone to see how to grow it.
Well, doesn't anybody sell regular weed? Is there such thing as regular weed anymore? Like cess weed?
I'm sure there is.
Cess weed.
You remember cess weed where you had to pull the seeds out of the bottom of the bag and everything? Mm-hmm. The good stuff that don't fucking put you to Pluto. It just gets you a nice little high and that's it.
You're gonna have to grow that yourself, I mean.
That's what I'm telling them. Just grow it yourself.
But they don't have people that sell it like on the corners anymore?
I don't know anybody that sells it. I don't know anybody that sells it. High school buddies?
They don't sell it at high school no more?
By the way, for any law enforcement listening, we're not soliciting or anything. We're just asking questions.
I don't know anybody that sells it.
And if somebody is, if you want to charge somebody, naturalwonders.com right there.
Oh, God, no. Don't be.
Anybody listening, the man with that name, okay?
Anybody listening that got any hookups to the 80s weed, give me a message, please.
You got some in your basement somewhere?
Yeah, I can't. That's the strongest weed I want to smoke. I don't want to go to this space rocks or whatever the hell
I wonder if Alyssa knows anybody that...
Alyssa is pure and clean, okay, Eddie? Don't be a merchant or like that.
She could know somebody.
She's not here to defend herself.
She's probably selling
it. No, I know. Yeah. I'm asking a question.
She's probably selling it.
I can tell you how to grow it. I can talk to people that put
the seed in the ground, put some water on it, okay? It'll come up.
Eddie, can you grow some and for me?
I can ask.
Well, where the hell are we going to get a? Where are we going to get a seed? We got to get a pot first before we. We don't even have a pot to get the seed. We're going to run around and say, "Hey, anybody got any pot seeds?" They're going to go, "Well, how about just getting some pot?"
Just look it up on Amazon right now.
Oh, you want me to order a pot seed on Amazon? Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I'll fuck up my algorithm.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder what Amazon would say if it looked that up.
It is part of the search, marijuana seeds.
Oh, God.
Is it really?
Yeah. You can buy marijuana seeds on Amazon?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what I'm going to do, Eddie.
You can get some oregano seeds.
I don't know what oregano seeds are, but that don't even sound good.
Oregano. You don't know what oregano is?
Okay, what's oregano?
Oregano.
Oregano.
I don't want to smoke oregano. That was the whole thing in the 80s, too. When people sell you bad weed, it was oregano. Spend your hard work money. Yeah,
we got the starter set. We got chives, oregano, parsley, lavender.
I don't want to eat. I want to smoke. I'll eat after.
You wouldn't eat that anyways.
Oh, man. I'm really tempted on trying that Indonesia, but it seems like it's going to be too hard for me.
Well, you know what? I know a couple of people that they're medically taking it or smoking it.
You'll ask them? Mm-hmm. Are they older people or young?
Yeah. No, they're older people.
Be sure to ask them if it's I'm looking for something like the 80s weed, maybe the early 90s, not this shit that's today, and see if they can give you some name that's comparable to that.
Steve's looking for the Chronic.
No, I'm not. I don't want that.
He wants something weaker than the Chronic.
Yes, I want the weakest.
Maybe we can get Snoop Dogg on the show and hear that.
I just want healthy. Is there healthy weed?
I think what he smokes, that'll kill Steve.
Yeah, no, I don't want to smoke that stuff. I don't know. Anyway.
What about vaping? That won't help you? Is that the same thing?
I think that's smoking that nicotine, isn't it?
Well, there's weed vaping.
Vaping is... Is that the
Look
same
it,
thing?
I just want... Yeah, just give me a pipe and some fucking weed. That's it. I don't want a vape. I don't want
to... Just don't go to Russia with your vape pen. You won't come back.
Don't go to Russia with the vape.
I'm just going to go in the backyard and sit down and have a couple puffs, and that's it. And if I'm able to do it and keep... Because I used to do it, and I'd get tired and go to sleep. But some people say now they smoke things where it keeps you awake.
That's a space weed.
Okay,
it's a different kind of weed, Steve.
So you imagine, remember what I don't know about you, Eddie, but what I'm used to, you smoke, you laugh, you have a good time, you eat, and you pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine smoking it, and it gives you like cocaine vibes.
Now, yep. Steve, whatever you do, don't smoke and jack off at the same time, because you'll be out for...
you'll
go all Rip Van Winkle on.
Steve still wants stems and seeds. Yes, I want stems and seeds. At least I know it's natural. It was pulled out of the garden, not pulled out of the lab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to smoke any lab stuff.
No, I can't. I'm not ready for that.
Yeah, no lab generated
stuff. Yes, Eddie, ask your people if there's something comparable to what we used to smoke back in the day.
Because
I know people that are younger than me that smoke, and they don't know that weed. So they can't really say, well, this is like that. They just go, no, this is it right here. There is no other. I need something people my age that are going to go, oh, yeah, I remember that weed. It's either, nope, it don't exist anymore, or yes, it does, and it's called this now.
It went extinct like the dinosaurs.
What do you think your doctor would say if you asked him to prescribe it for you?
I don't know. I just saw him, too, and I was telling him I got a cortisone shot because... I thought I hurt my other knee, and he said, I think it's because you're favoring it from the other, when we had surgery on the other one, so I'm hoping it's that and not torn again. Mm-hmm. So I got a shot, and I go, I've been taking all these Advils and Tylenols and stuff, and I was almost ready to ask him, and I go, wait, maybe it's just my legs just sore from...
Why don't you try some Oxy first, see if that works?
No, get don't out do that. The worst shit to get on, you want me to start taking.
Does the cortisone shot help?
It's
supposed to last like 6 months, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's really, I can still feel it. It's something's not right. So
I've gotten one in my shoulder. Like, I remember getting one in my shoulder one time, and it did help for like maybe like 3 or 4 months. It was good. Then it wore off.
I don't know what I want to do. I guess I'll just suffer. Fuck it.
Yeah, you don't want to suffer. You don't want to be in pain, though.
I don't even care anymore. I was happy with this conversation a couple minutes ago, but
you were high a couple of minutes ago. And now it's wearing off.
Yeah.
And did you get knee replacement surgery on both knees or just one?
None.
Oh, none?
No.
What the hell? They just went into clean.
How am I gonna get more than one knee replacement? You only get one, Eddie.
No, one for knee.
I've known people.
One per knee. I've told you I've had like 4 or 5 knee surgeries. Just because I had surgery didn't mean they take my whole kneecap out and put a new cap in.
Well, I thought maybe they have a newer model. You know,
they went in and cleaned it out.
They cleaned it out.
Okay. Eddie thought there were like newer models of knees, so you know, you got upgraded.
Because both my mom and my dad had knee replacement surgeries.
I don't think I need that. Yeah.
I know someone that's got them. They got them both done. They got one, and then like a year later, they had the other one done.
Yeah, he hasn't said nothing about that, so I imagine I'm okay with that. Yeah.
And he said it was the best thing he's ever done, pain free. So I don't know.
Well, I don't know what knee replacement is for. I don't think if you have arthritis, I think it doesn't matter. That's something that you can't get rid of.
Can't get rid of?
No, but I think knee replacement, maybe when all the, you know how you get it cleaned out? Mm-hmm. I think after a while, once you clean it out so much, there's nothing left, then you have there's to. There's no more cartilage or meniscal or whatever that's called.
Bone on bone?
Bone on bone. Okay, let's stop talking about pain. Yeah, damn.
Actually, knee replacement would be damaged by from arthritis, so.
Oh, really?
Metal and plastic parts are used to cap the ends of the bones.
So, that form from the arthritis? Knee joint.
So, I guess, if it just, you just wore out those bones, you know. Mm. And that's arthritis, that's your bones wearing out, so. They put plastic and metal in there.
Interesting. I hope that's not my fate. I don't just, want it to go there.
You're like, just cut off my legs. Fuck it. Gosh. You'll be like Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We don't want that. We don't want that.
No.
Oh, you don't want that.
Oh, my gosh. So, shaved beaver.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
I like it.
Is that your porno name?
No. Have you guys seen that new doll?
No.
It's called the Shave Beaver.
No.
You never seen it? It's probably on Amazon, Eddie.
I've never seen it. I don't know.
Maybe I think you water it and it grows a little bit of hair.
That's a chia pet, isn't it?
No, yeah, but it's a thing called the Shave Beaver.
Oh. This one doesn't grow hair?
So it's kind of it's like a reverse chia pet. It grows and you got to shave it.
Yeah, you shave it and then when you want the bush, you grow it.
Chia pet.
Here goes another search. I got it. You know what? I'm gonna do incognito mode on this. I don't want this on my search history.
Oh man, you never heard of that, Eddie? The Shave Beaver.
I've seen one. I've seen one, but
I see the shaved duck.
Never heard of a doll named Shaved Duck. Beaver.
Yeah,
like a real duck.
I don't know what it is. I'm looking for the Shaved Beaver.
Oh, you know, I hate to bring this up, but okay. So you know, we don't talk about certain names on the show, right? Like stores. See, it is there, huh?
Well, there's that.
Oh no.
What the heck is that?
Shave beaver.
I don't know. That's not even a beaver.
It looks like it.
It's a cat.
No.
Let me see that again. That's not a beaver.
That's not a cat face right there. Let me see. Here's a zoom in on the cat.
Oh, God, no.
That's the thing of nightmares.
No. Oh, that poor thing. You got some.
It's an albino beaver. It's an albino beaver.
Okay, before I forget,
I can't find
anything. You know how
the
we talk about stores and we don't use the real name, mm-hmm. like Fortress? You use the Fortress or whatever.
Well, that's because our livelihoods depend on it.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask. I don't know if I should say this here, but Alberto, do you know somebody named Haley?
Yes, she likes you very much. She likes you more than she likes me. Are you frozen?
He's frozen.
Oh.
We're all frozen now.
Well, you were frozen. Eddie and I are fine. Okay. You're coming back.
So anyway, I found out this person listens to the show. I was telling Eddie, didn't I tell you, Eddie? The person from Alberto's mm-hmm. part of town.
Alberto's Fortress.
Like this, the Fortress, they like the show. And I thought I'd give a shout out. Apparently they know you too, Alberto. So I'll just say... hello, Haley.
Well, I hope I work with her. I hope she at least knows of me.
Well, yeah, I said you know this person. She said yes. So, hello, Haley. And I think there was somebody else in the service deli. I don't know her name, but hello. Whatever your name is, it's a friend of hers or something. I don't know. Everybody's I think it's service deli. So, I didn't want to say hello to y'all and keep listening. Tell all your friends about the M25 show. And I'm sorry about the Shave Beaver topic. It was on our notes and I don't know.
Well, I can't find anything online, so I'm guessing it doesn't exist.
No, it is.
I'm going to buy one. I think that's just a chia pet that you couldn't work right.
No, you guys are thinking it's like shaped like a vagina. It's like a beaver.
No, I'm looking for a beaver, an actual animal beaver.
It's a chip that you didn't water.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like this. See, I kind of got one, right? See.
He didn't water the seeds or the beaver, so it dried up. You know, Steve's an expert on dry beavers.
Oh, God.
What was that, the birth canal?
No, Eddie. You know what they say, you can't get pregnant from spit.
Nope.
Well,
you can't get pregnant from spit, Eddie.
Well, it depends what you're spitting.
No, I mean, you know, if you don't have condoms. Okay, we're going to be adults here. Guys,
Haley, if you're listening, turn it off right now. Come back in 5 minutes.
This is for help for the guys out there. You know, sometimes they want to buy rubbers or they run out or they're shy to buy it and they don't want to get their girl pregnant, right? I always say use your tongue because a girl can't get pregnant from spit.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it was a title of one of our shows. If you use your fingers, you can't get pregnant.
Oh, there you go. Well, finger, spit, whatever. Same thing, Eddie. Mm-hmm. You see, you guys think I do this to be nasty and naughty? No. I'm trying to help people.
I thought you were going to say pull out.
Well, you can't get pregnant from that.
Well, Steve, that doesn't work. I mean, he only gets one shot at it.
Yeah, Eddie, Eddie's the last person to be saying anything about pulling out.
That method didn't work right for him. And we know he doesn't use condoms, so.
Oh, man.
I don't say I've never used them. I just don't like them.
Well, I don't like them either. But unless you want kids all over the place, yeah, Eddie. Oh, yeah.
Eddie wanted them.
Unless you find a woman that's
fixed.
Had the surgery, yeah.
You think that would be something like if you dated a girl and you go, hey, before we really get serious, you got to have your tubes tied? You think she could get upset? Because she could always untie him.
That doesn't always work, though.
Oh, really? You can. Mm-hmm. What does it do? Jump like Evel Knievel over those things, or what?
Because they burn. Don't they burn them off? They burn them, and then.
No, they don't burn them off. They cut them. I think they cut them, and they
cut them, and then they burn them.
So Alberto, is that true?
Another search.
So they go in there and they cut it, and like they solder it, so it's. Really?
What is it? Cauterize it? What is that? What is it?
They cauterize the woman's. It's a fallopian tube, right? I think Eddie's just making stuff up now. So what do they go in there with the soldering iron and solder it?
I mean, that's not a soldering iron, but it's a.
I thought they actually tied it like a knot, like you do with loaf of bread, the little tie.
I don't know. Could be, but I've heard that they burn them.
Because why would they say they get your tubes tied if they don't actually tie them up like a bow? No?
It is a procedure. It involves cutting, blocking, or sealing off the fallopian tubes to prevent your eggs from being fertilized by sperm.
Yeah.
Maybe there's three different ways of doing it.
Three different ways?
Yeah, because what did you say, Alberto? It's
you cut them.
Cutting, blocking, or sealing off.
Cutting, blocking, or sealing. So, yeah.
So how do you seal it if you don't cut it? Unless you cut it and seal it?
I don't know.
Why don't you just put a rock in there or something? Put some caulking in there.
Put a cork?
Put an olive in that thing, right?
Because when the male has it done, they cut it too, or they just...
No, I don't even want to think about that anymore. That's too close to the balls. I don't get stuff cut over there. That's just hurtful.
You don't want an earthquake to hit while they're doing it.
Imagine if they accidentally got the testicle by mistake and cut it right in half, right down the ball.
Well, you're out. Just sew it up. It's fine.
Well, what if they tell you
smoke some weed before you go in?
Oh God! What if they tell you? What if they? We're keeping you awake because we want to. See if it really hurts. If it doesn't, then we don't have to spend money on it.
Hey, yeah, you have a right to say no to that, okay? They can't just do that. You know, if they do, man, you got a big paycheck coming.
Imagine, Eddie, if you did that and you woke up and you went to go to the bathroom and you didn't have any more testicles.
Oh, God.
Well, you don't need testicles to pee.
No, but just the fact... you went to get your tubes tied or your, what is that called? The guy called when vasectomy. They get fixed? A vasectomy. And you find out they actually took your balls out too by accident.
You don't need them anymore, though.
You would just.
Well, just to be a man.
What were you doing? Just signing papers?
And the next time you go to the doctor for a follow up, you see him in a jar with that fluid.
Your name on the jar. They got a screenshot off the from the show. They put it on the jar. God. You smiling right now?
Hey, he's got space rocks. You know what I saw the other day on I forget it was either Netflix or one of those streaming services. That doctor that he had like 90, almost 100 kids. He was he's one of those doctors where people go and have the
fertility doctors.
Huh? Fertility doctor. There you go. And he was using
his own stuff
to impregnate all these women. And I think one time he even impregnated one of his daughters.
Oh God! Hey, what the hell are you talking about?
No, her mom had the procedure done, and then she couldn't get pregnant, so she went to the same doctor. And it turns out that the doctor was her father because he did the same procedure to her mom.
He did the same procedure to her mom?
Yeah. Mom couldn't get pregnant, so he used his sperm bin to... Yeah.
And the daughter was born from that, and then the daughter couldn't do it.
So the daughter went in to the same procedure, and it turns out he was her dad. He was...
Damn.
What do you think?
It's not her daughter. It's not her daughter. Then it's not his daughter, is it?
Yeah, it's his daughter.
Yeah, it's his daughter.
Oh, so he gave his wife the own treatment.
He gave the patient a patient. He impregnated a patient.
Oh, okay, I got
and
you.
Then,
I got
and
you.
Then, so her daughter later grew up and got married and couldn't have kids, and she went to the same doctor.
But she didn't know that was his dad.
Yeah, she didn't know until later. Okay. It's crazy, huh? He's like 100 kids.
Why would do that? I mean, it's not even fun.
Well, I don't think he was taking care of him. I think.
No, I mean, like, it's not like he was having sex. He just put his fluid in them, right?
Power. You know something they don't. At the sick thrill.
I forgot what it's called. Something.
Doctor with 100 kids.
No, it was like.
Just Google.
Not 23andMe.
Hey, I always wondered, do you think girls, if you were straight up with them and asked, like, hey, is it okay if I use your picture to have fun? Do you think it'd be okay? Like, if you actually asked them and you were really nice about it and said, I think you're really pretty. And
nope. I think most of them would say, ew.
Yeah.
Disgust.
Really? It's just better not to tell them?
Yeah, it's just better not to say anything. Just do it.
Okay, thanks, Eddie. That's all I needed.
Just do what you got to do and don't say anything.
I think you're talking about Dr. Klein.
There you go, Dr. Klein.
Are you sure it's not you?
The documentary is Our Father. So during the 1970s and 80s, a fertility specialist in Indiana named Dr. Donald Klein inseminated dozens of patients with his own sperm.
He just said dozens. Eddie acted like he had hundreds of...
Well, I mean, dozens. I mean, you're talking about 774 or something. That could be dozens.
Watch the documentary.
I don't know if I want to watch that. It's a downer. I'd rather watch the show that I was talking about. If there's anybody that uses pictures, girls' pictures.
Anyway, the stories of some of these women and the at least 94 biological children.
There you see?
Oh gosh,
94 biological, and they all. And most of them live in the same town, and they say, like, you don't know if, is this my brother? Is this?
You got to take the 23andMe and find out.
So yeah. Where's the guy now? Is he still alive?
Apparently, he's released from prison.
Oh, he went to jail?
I guess so. Well, you can't do that, Steve.
He's in Indianapolis. That's a medical.
So it's criminal status release.
They wanted to get pregnant,
right? He was only convicted of two counts of obstruction of justice.
What does that mean?
Beats me. He was probably trying to hide evidence or something. Didn't cooperate. He only got 1 year suspended sentence. So he got away with it. Don't worry, Steve.
I'm just wondering how long.
Don't lose any sleep.
How long did he go to jail for?
didn't. Not even. Well, he got 1 year, but it was suspended.
Oh, so he didn't even go?
Guess not.
He didn't go.
So is he still alive?
I think so. You want to have him on the show?
Yeah, I want to see what the hell he's doing.
Let's see.
He's in the 70s, well, so he's probably old.
Wikipedia, he's still alive, 85 years old.
I wonder if he's still doing it.
No, he's retired.
I mean, I don't know if he's still shooting.
He's retired.
Oh, he's retired. Mm-hmm. You sure he just didn't stop because he got in trouble?
It's worn out.
Oh, gosh. So we got people in a town, wives and sisters?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
It's crazy stuff. Yeah, when I wasn't watching, what the heck? It's crazy.
I don't even know, Eddie.
I think maybe you think he wanted to, like, on the show, they said maybe he wanted to, like a race, like it's just a certain race, because he's,
Sound like he wanted to make a village. That's what it sound like.
His own, big, happy,
I don't know. I mean, it has to be tough on these kids, because, you know, especially...
Yeah, because...
Well, how do they know that they're... They don't know if they're one of the
well, apparently, I guess one of these kids did a 23andMe or DNA test and, you know, found out that her, who she thought was her dad wasn't her dad, and then it linked back, and then she found all these other half-siblings,
mm-hmm.
you know, who didn't know about this either, and then, you know,
well,
you start adding up the pieces, you know, the mom's saying, oh, yeah, we went to this fertility doctor, boom, 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 and then, you know, everything crashes down on
so it's the mom's Dr. fault. Klein.
No, it's not the mom's fault.
Well, why is the mom going and in doing that for?
Because she wanted to have
kids. She couldn't get pregnant. They wanted kids. They couldn't get pregnant.
He committed fraud. You know, instead of helping, you know, the husband and wife,
husband of the woman that went to the fertility doctor, he couldn't. He was shooting blanks, probably,
or one of them. Or I'm assuming the husband. And
I
wouldn't be surprised. You know, Dr. Klein here found that out and goes, "Oh, okay, I'll just impregnate myself and cash in all the money." I mean, it could be as simple as money.
But either way, he would get paid, because what would he do with the real husband's sperm? What would he
throw in the
just
trash?
Throw it away?
I guess.
Well,
I think Steve's frozen now.
Yeah.
Eddie, you're breaking up. Steve's freezing up. So.
I'm breaking up. Really?
I hope I'm okay on the stream.
Yeah, everybody's fine.
I'm breaking up.
You're fine now.
I don't know.
Do you hear that static?
The fuck was that? Eddie pretending to be a transformer?
Yeah, so... If you get a chance, watch it. It's pretty interesting. Pretty
how much
crazy.
How much do they give you when you give them a cup of sperm?
Like a donation?
Yeah. You know,
how much do you just, get?
Yeah, they pay people money.
I don't know. I don't know. It depends if you're in demand.
You know someone that does that. Ask him.
What happens if I would just go do it for fun?
I said, Steve knows someone that does that. You can ask him.
Who does
that? I don't know somebody who does that.
We'll give out blood, okay?
Oh, blood. Okay. I'm sorry.
Hey,
they won't let Will give that away. They don't want his DNA. They want his DNA to go away.
They have to lie about Will's DNA. Yeah, this guy's, he went to Harvard.
Oh, God. Imagine they're trying to get two smart people together to be geniuses, and they get Will's DNA. Oh, no.
How much do they pay for? How much blood do you have to give a pint?
I think the real money's in plasma, not blood.
It's not semen.
How much do you get for plasma?
Oh, God. Well, plasma, you got to go deep, Eddie.
How much do you get paid for? How much do they pay for?
I don't know, but that stuff is thick. So when they're pulling it out with that needle, oh, God.
Well, you think it's thick.
$500? You've seen poor Will. What's happened to him?
Over $500?
Yeah, but Will's never lost weight from it or nothing. So I don't know what's going on.
I guess.
I don't know, Eddie. I don't know. And Will should just go through hell for it, though.
Can you give it?
I don't know.
How to donate plasma? I guess 50 or 275 per appointment.
Oh, man.
First-time donors sometimes get a big bonus, too.
Does plasma
generate?
Like, I hope so.
Yeah, like.
I think so, Eddie.
Does it really, or is it just?
Yes, it does. It? You have to have it. Some people can't. What do you call it?
It reproduces itself.
Produce it themselves. So.
It says you can donate plasma every 28 days up to 13 times a year.
Dang. What's a month?
That's Will.
I mean, he's got to keep those cam girls happy.
I don't know. I wouldn't even donate sperm, because why would you do that? You know, because you know somewhere you're going to have a kid out there somewhere you don't even know.
What?
Yeah, that's not.
You think you're helping somebody, which you are, but then you, in the back of your mind, you know you have a kid running around somewhere, and you don't even know who they are.
I think I've heard about, so this was one sperm donor, I think he was out here on the West Coast, but he was doing it in the East Coast, and he had like a lot, I mean, I'm not sure if it was like 100, but I mean, he had a lot of kids, and he would tell his kids here, you know, if you meet that girl or a boy from the other side of the country, be careful, it could be your brother.
Oh, God.
But how do you know if they used your sperm? If you donate it,
you don't. That's the whole thing. What if they do? Then you may have a kid. You may not.
I think they can. Well, they can't contact you personally, but I think like they can contact the donation center. You know, the new mom. You know, you want to see a picture of your kid. You know, they send a letter, and then the center will contact you. Do you want to see it? And you can say yes or no. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's
crazy.
If I don't even know, adopt a kid. I mean, you have to bear it. Does it feel better to bear it? Did you push it out from there? Do you have that makes you feel more better?
Did you push it out? What do you mean?
Push it out of the vagina instead of adopting a kid?
Actually have it.
Some women want to have the kid.
Want to feel it?
I guess so.
You know, what's funny is after a woman has one, they don't want that feeling again. So,
well, some don't. Well, I think
because it like if you get fertility treatments, it's your egg and it's your husband, it's supposed to be your husband's sperm. So it's instead of some random.
Oh, so it's really their kid then. It's their the fluids mixed. Oh, it's like synthetic weed.
Yeah.
They mix it in a lab.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow, what a way to have a baby. You don't even
instead of you food. Going in for a fertility treatment, they say, just pull one off the shelf.
Do they let you go to the office after the doctor's working on it and they let you have sex in the other room? Kind of like, you know, he's making the baby in the lab and you're fucking. Well,
apparently that doctor would leave the patient in the room and then he would go in his office and do his thing and then come back. And
did he actually like jerk off right there? He did?
In his office.
He said that? What is this movie called?
Our Father.
Oh my God. Sounds like a Bible movie. I don't know if I've ever watched that.
I think that's what happened to Eddie. He thought he was watching a Bible documentary. He got a pervert doctor instead.
Eddie thought he was watching a biblical movie.
Yeah, the patient would show up and actually I did. I thought it was going to be something else. And then
were you upset?
I got into it. I wasn't upset, but I was just...
Eddie was taking notes.
Crazy. Yeah, he would leave the patient in the room, and then he would go out and I'll be right back. I'm gonna go get the sample. And he would
I'll be right do his back. Thing.
He would do his thing, and then go inject it into her.
He must have been quick.
I wonder if he did this because usually, you know, guys need some kind of help, right? So, you know, if you don't have help with the woman or a pitcher. She's right there. You just look at her for a minute and say, hey, I'll be right back. And you keep her face in your mind. And you just go to the next room and you yank it out.
Yeah.
And she, oh, my God. What a movie you watch it. I can't believe you watch that stuff, Eddie.
I thought I was going to see something else. And I ended up watching the whole thing.
Was that the first scene when you turn the movie on? It's the doctor in his office jerking off?
No. It was the girl that she was curious to see her real father was.
Oh, so she came to see the doctor.
Yeah.
No. Or I don't know.
Did there was a a person that was born from one of his seeds.
She was curious to see, to find out who, because I think her parents told her that she was someone donated sperm or to her mom.
Did she know that this doctor was involved and that could be her dad?
Yeah.
So that's why she went to visit him.
Yeah, she didn't know, but she was curious to find out who her, and she did that test or whatever, and it turns out that
he did the test too? He did the 23andMe?
She did.
Yeah, but you said that she went to go see him.
She was curious to find out who her real father was, so she did.
She saw him, though.
She traced it down to him. Mm-hmm. And then she found out, oh, he's my father. And then she found out that she had siblings, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one. And so.
But did she go see the doctor after she found out that that was her dad?
Did she
like go to the office and go, hey, I need to talk to you?
Yeah, she did. She tried to confront him, and he kind of dismissed her.
Did he say, you don't look like me?
Because I think she even went to the press. She went to the news, and they confronted him, and he said that he was going to get in trouble, that they shouldn't be, that she shouldn't be doing this, and so it was a big thing.
Well, everybody that wants to see a movie like that, it's called, what's it called? Our Father?
Our Father.
It says here from Wikipedia, in 2014, when Jacoba Ballard, a daughter of a former patient of Dr. Klein, reviewed the results of her at-home DNA test, she discovered a biological connection to 8 previously unknown half-siblings. So, and that's they start how they started at. That's the beginning.
That's how it started.
Well, they'll never be lonely on Thanksgiving. A big family.
Yeah. At least 94 siblings, you're going to have problems.
Especially they're all living at the same town.
It's family, Eddie.
Family. It's like the Skywalkers, you know. Leia kissed Luke. You know, it's all good. There'll be an explosion of a Death Star soon. It's all good for something.
Eddie, we're all family, Eddie. Come on, man.
Well, technically, yes.
What is the thing? We're all somehow related to Genghis Khan. He fucked everybody in Eurasia.
Like we're all related.
We're all somehow family.
Dating back to Adam and Eve. Genghis Khan.
Alberto, stop it. You're gonna get Eddie all mad.
I picked the wrong historical figures.
You picked the wrong apple, Alberto.
Mongolia was the original Garden of Eden, Eddie. Sorry to break it to you.
No. I beg to differ.
Eddie, yeah, you should probably stop watching those kind of movies. It's not good. It's not good for your brain.
Like I said, I thought it was going to be something different, and then I got hooked, but you ended up watching the whole thing.
Didn't you read the little, you know, blurb that they give you before?
I watched the whole thing. No, I didn't pay attention to that.
Eddie just buys movies on Amazon silently.
You just go by the title and you just go, oh, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah.
You don't watch, you don't read the little sub, the, what do you call it, what it's
the,
about?
The description, kind of? Yeah.
No.
Man, so Eddie, you're good for filmmakers. Eddie's in.
He's keeping Netflix in business.
Our father.
Oh my god.
He's kicking the table now. He's pissed.
Our father. Yeah. Interesting.
Well, I don't know. If everybody wants to see that, it's called Our Father. It's on Netflix, probably.
On Netflix, I think.
Heavy duty.
Heavy.
All right. So, Eddie, I'm going to blow you up here. You can talk about our sponsor.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
The fuck?
Our sponsor,
uh-huh.
Natural Wonders. Go to naturalwonders.com. Get all your products there. Don't put me on the spot like that. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, God.
Okay, am I going to have to do it again?
Yep. There we go.
Oh, hold
Eddie,
on.
Eddie, I wasn't putting you on the spot.
Hold on, my tablet's floating. Let me get back to the website. You can take me down for a second.
goodness gracious.
See? Hey, if you need some weed, Nick's calling me right now.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry,
still loading. You should warn me.
Still loading, sorry.
Hey, Eddie, I'm going to put you up so you can do the Natural Wonders plug.
It's too late now.
Be ready for next week, Eddie.
Okay, Eddie, I'll take it. Let me see. I take it back, Eddie. Ready?
Sure, Eddie. I am.
All right, go for it.
Natural Wonders. At Natural Wonders, they create high-performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the seven natural wonders of the world. At Natural Wonders, they want you to be as clean and as beautiful as nature intended you to be. To them, you are the natural wonder. And right now, if you go to naturalwonders.com, wonder spelled W-U-N-D-E-R-Z, when you get your order of a fine product like face creams, lotions, face masks, you know, shampoos, you go to your cart, you go to checkout, you enter the code THEM25SHOW, all squished together, kind of like behind me right there in the blue and the red. The M25 Show, you're going to get 25% off your total order at naturalwonders.com. Proud sponsors of the M25 Show. All right. See, Eddie, were you taking notes?
Eddie, you got it, right?
I didn't get all that.
Eddie was just putting on the Natural Wonders.
Also, if you're listening to the podcast, easiest way to get to Natural Wonders, look at the show description. You'll see the link down there below the show description. If you're watching on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, behind me, the m25show.com, click the sponsors link like Eddie should do, and then number one sponsor right there, Natural Wonders. You got the link, you got the code. Sorry, Eddie.
Eddie always does it at the wrong time.
You know what? Eddie needs to, you know, when Scott gives you some product, Steve, and you tell Eddie, and Eddie's like, you know, all excited. Hey, hey, can I get? You know. But when we're trying to promote.
It's not intentional. It's just.
Eddie worked hard last night. For those who don't know, Eddie works overnight, and then he comes straight from work and does the M25 show every Thursday morning.
No break in between.
And watches our father in between.
No break. he actually got home like around 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, for 4 hours he watches our father before every show to get pumped up.
He's got it on repeat. You got it on TiVo? Is there still TiVo around?
There's DVR.
I don't know.
DVR. You got a DVR, Daddy?
I don't even have a VCR.
It's on a safe playlist, you know.
Oh, you just go to
when he turns on Netflix. Eddie, you want to see Our Father again? And he's like, "Yep."
You probably got the VHS.
It says watch it again.
Would you watch it again, Eddie? You like it? Is it good,
Eddie?
It's disturbing. I'll say that.
Is there a part two?
I don't think so.
I think the story was told the first time. Eddie has it on DVD, and then on his car dashboard, he has, you know, those little DVD players for the car. He watches it on the way to work.
I don't even have VCR anymore.
VCR? You don't. Mm-hmm. Why would you watch it on? Oh, because of VHS tape?
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could record it on a VCR?
It's probably old. Is it an old movie?
It came out in
20. No, it's not old.
Oh, it's new?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll check it out if it's newer. I thought it was an old movie.
No, it's newer. It's
like 2000s.
I think like last year or this year.
Release date May 11, 2022.
It took them that long to put together a movie about something like that.
Well, they had to wait for somebody to
buy it.
Well,
it said they had like 100 kids. You don't think one of them would have came up and told their story?
Yeah,
well, it was 2014 when the first girl got her DNA test.
Yeah, so it takes time to, like, I guess to turn it into a...
Oh, so it didn't start till 2014? I thought it was in the
70s. Well, he was doing the deeds in the 70s and 80s.
He's been doing it since 2000.
And then the kids grew up, and then, you know, one of them got the DNA test.
Got curious.
Sound like he was curious.
No,
he was a pervert.
He was doing the dirty deeds.
It didn't show him making stuff, did it?
They showed him like going into the office, and like they didn't actually show him doing the
Like, was his pants down to his ankles? And
I don't think he videotaped himself.
No, it just showed him whoever played the doctor. You know, just going to the office and they show him like sitting down and coming out with the
vial,
with the sample.
Mm-hmm. Oh Lord!
And the turkey baster.
Does he pour it into them right there, or does he have to? What does he do? I don't understand.
Yes, that's
he goes into the he goes into the room. He goes into the rooms and does his thing. You know?
What does he do with the sample? Put it in the freezer?
No, he puts it in the woman.
Oh, he pours it in the woman. Fresh like that?
Yeah.
Warm and hot?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Eddie, what the hell are you watching?
What, are you going to put an icicle in there?
I don't know. I thought they freeze it and use it later.
They do that to the husband.
He doesn't.
So they pour it right into her, like a cup into a little funnel?
He does it after he's done doing his thing. He goes where the patient is, and then he takes it and puts it in her.
Do they show it?
Not explicitly, but they show the needle or whatever they use, and then he's looking in. And
Is she like in the table with the
with the stirrups?
Yeah. Oh my! Mm-hmm. God. I didn't know they did it like that.
Yeah, that's how they do. How did you think they did it?
I thought they got the.
Do you think the storks bring the baby?
Pour it down her throat?
No.
Damn, Eddie.
You know what? I might have to check this out. This is getting interesting every minute.
I think they did it.
Steve's going to learn how babies are made.
I thought that they put the husband and the wife's, the egg and the sperm together, and then they freeze it until they're ready. They say, okay, when we're ready, and then they put them both together inside of her, like they implant it or something, and then it grows like that. I didn't know his sperm in
like
there.
Like I said, maybe that's another step, and he just skipped it and got the money.
Man, that's straight to the point.
Eddie's seen the movie, so he should know.
No, yeah, check it out. It's interesting. It's kind of disturbing, but it's interesting. So
the girl didn't know that, like, when he was putting it in, it was still warm?
I don't think I don't think she could feel it.
Well, you never been with the girl, Eddie, and you've been real excited and you let loose.
It's different when it's something like a syringe or whatever they use, like whatever medical tool they use.
Yeah, but sure the liquid's still either cold or hot, right? You're gonna feel the if it's hot, you're gonna be hot.
It's probably at room temperature.
Well, no, because you know.
Yeah, because he has to do his thing and then puts it into the thing and then. He's got to carry it, so it's not warm anymore. It's room temperature, I would say.
I thought you said he just does it in the other room and walks to the other room and injects her.
Yeah.
So it's pretty hot when semen comes out of you. It's warm, really, really warm. You never heard a girl when you splat it on her back? She's all, ooh, that's warm. You never heard that?
No.
Hey, well, Eddie does it in the shower, so she's not going to feel it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Then I'm assuming that, you know, they've already done that before, and he just lies and say, okay, this is it, and then...
Yeah.
Or maybe he does it with his own in the Petri dish or whatever. I don't know. Eddie's seen the documentary, he should know.
He would say, you know, like, and you know how, like, most of the time you have a nurse in the room with, with the patient.
No nurse there.
He was by himself. He would go to his office, do his thing, and then carry the sample back into the room. And
Steve, you and I have homework for the next show. We got to watch this documentary.
I'm surprised.
Eddie, send me your Netflix account.
Yeah, I'm surprised when he went in, he didn't look like really tired.
Well, you're the only one who has that problem, man.
I thought everybody gets tired after they blow a load.
No, we're not like you, like pass out. That's what I'm telling you. Don't smoke weed and jack off at the same time.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't even...
No.
What is that noise? Is that Eddie's watch?
Eddie's heart monitor.
Eddie, is that your watch that does that, or is that something else?
I think it's my watch.
Did you hear the beep?
No.
I think it's my watch.
Okay, because I thought it was the Facebook Live there for a while. I've been trying to figure it out, because it sounds like it's right here.
No, really, if you get a chance, check it out. It's like I said, it's kind of disturbing, but it's interesting.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Before next show, I'm going to watch Our Father on Netflix. I'm going to watch it. Not today, but I'll watch it in the next few days. I like how Eddie says, "Yeah, you should watch it. It's disturbing, but check it out."
Well, because it is, but it's not like. It's disturbing. Like to me, it's disturbing, but to you, it might not be. You might not even think that. You might just think, I would do the same thing.
Well, what do you mean? I might not think. What are you saying? Well, that I'm disturbing?
People have different tastes, different ways of seeing things. So,
just tell me one thing before we go. Why would it be disturbing to you? What is disturbing about it to you?
That someone could do that.
That's the only thing that's disturbing.
Yeah, it's unethical. It's not right. It's just how can he do that to so many people? You know, not think of the consequences.
So
how it affects their lives.
So every time a woman would come in to want to do that, every time he would go in his office and make semen and then do that. So he basically was doing that all the time.
Yeah, apparently.
Man. Now that what a job. You're at work and you just go to the other room and squirt one out and oh gosh.
No, it's not part of the job. That's the extracurricular, sir.
Imagine you have a job where you go to work and you just come.
All right.
I don't want to sound like I'm like
I think
I'm
Steve's gonna come
this.
Right now, so let's kill the show and we'll be back next week.
That's why I'm saying it could be disturbing to some people, and some people might be.
Eddie, go watch another documentary.
The best thing in the world.
I think it's the best thing. I'm just thinking, like, man, the dude goes to work, and he does that. That's his job. He goes to work.
That's not his job. His job is. He's a fertility doctor. It's not his job.
Well, he made it his job to have fun in his job, I guess. Well, I mean, he's got to have. Apparently that was fun to him, right? He felt good. I don't see why he would get out of it, like you said, power maybe to have all these kids running around. But it's probably of a fetish or a perversion type thing, I would imagine, because why would you impregnate somebody with your sperm?
And apparently he was like really really religious person.
They called it our father.
Yeah. No, you have to check it out and then tell me what you think.
I'll check it out. Alberto will check it out too. And we're going to get out of here with that plug for Netflix, Our Father.
Eddie gives really it disturbing. 4 stars. You'll be disturbed.
Eddie gives it 4 squirts.
All right. Bye-bye, everyone.
You know what I forgot to do? Oh, man.
Save for
Why
next
don't you
week.
Guys tell me about this?
About what? Okay.
And then
read quickly, folks. Yeah. Okay.
This. We forgot about Tom Petty. Okay. There you go. You got to go to Natural Wonders. There's the. There it is. Before we get out of here, we'll let you read it once, and then we're going to get out of here.
I'm getting out of here now.
And then for our guest, here's our guest. We'd like to thank the Heartbreakers. Go to their social media on Instagram. And Facebook. They're called Heartbreakers. That's it.
I thought it was Heart Wreckers.
Heart Wreckers.
I'm sorry, Heart Wreckers. You guys, I'm thinking of Our Father. Gosh, damn.
Yeah, read down there, Heart Wreckers.
Heart Wreckers. Go check out Heart Wreckers.
All right.
Okay, let's get out of here. We will see you guys next week. Everybody take care, and we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Take you back. I got a Fullerton 6-string on my back. No, I have to face stupid reality again.